Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Weapons of Math Destruction by Cathy O'Neill examines how widely used mathematical models and big data systems can magnify inequality while hiding behind a veneer of objectivity. Drawing on O'Neill's background in mathematics and data science, the book argues that many high-impact algorithms are not neutral tools, but powerful mechanisms that shape opportunities in employment, education, housing, policing, credit, and political life. When these models operate at scale, rely on biased or incomplete data, and resist meaningful oversight, they can become destructive forces that punish the vulnerable and reward the already advantaged. O'Neill calls these systems weapons of math destruction to emphasize their reach, opacity, and capacity for harm. Rather than rejecting data-driven decision-making outright, she presses for accountability, transparency, and ethical design. The result is a clear, urgent exploration of why model-driven governance can fail and what citizens, institutions, and policymakers can do to demand fairer, more responsible analytics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what makes a model a weapon? O'Neill builds a practical definition of harmful algorithms by highlighting three traits that often appear together: scale, opacity, and damage. Scale matters because a model embedded in hiring software, credit scoring, or government services can affect millions of people repeatedly with little human review. Opacity matters because those impacted typically cannot see how decisions are made, challenge the inputs or appeal outcomes in a mean, challenge the inputs or appeal outcomes in a meaningful way. Damage matters because the model's errors and biases are not evenly distributed. They often fall hardest on people with the least power to recover. The book explains that models are simplified representations of reality, and simplification always involves choices about what to measure and what to ignore. When those choices reflect narrow goals, such as maximizing short-term profit or minimizing institutional risk, they can systematically misclassify people and reinforce social disadvantages. A key warning is that feedback loops can turn small initial distortions into escalating harm, as model outputs influence future data collection and policy. By framing the problem this way, O'Neill helps readers distinguish helpful analytics from systems that are unaccountable and socially corrosive. Secondly, inequality engine in jobs, schools, and credit. A central theme is how predictive systems can harden inequality by shaping access to work, education, and financial stability. In employment, automated screening and performance metrics may privilege easily measured signals over real capability, filtering out candidates with non-traditional backgrounds and penalizing workers in contexts they cannot control. In education, evaluation systems can encourage teaching to the test and punish schools serving high-need communities because the model attributes complex social factors to individual teachers or institutions without capturing broader conditions. In credit and insurance, risk scoring can transform poverty into a permanent mark, raising prices or restricting options precisely when people need flexibility to improve their situation. O'Neill emphasizes that these systems are often presented as neutral, yet they are built on historical data shaped by unequal opportunity. If past outcomes reflect discrimination or uneven resources, the model can learn that pattern and apply it forward as if it were natural law. The result is a self-reinforcing cycle. Restricted opportunity leads to worse measurable outcomes, which then justifies further restriction. The book's value here is showing how technical design decisions become life-shaping gatekeepers. Thirdly, policing, courts, and the data feedback loop. The book explores how data-driven approaches in law enforcement and the justice system can create misleading certainty. Predictive policing tools, for example, may direct attention to neighborhoods already heavily policed, producing more recorded incidents there, which then feeds the model and further intensifies surveillance. This is not simply a technical bug, but a structural loop where measurement reflects enforcement patterns as much as underlying crime. Similar concerns arise with risk assessment tools used in bail, sentencing, or parole decisions, where a score can appear objective while embedding assumptions about what variables stand in for risk. When people cannot inspect the model, they cannot contest whether the inputs are relevant, whether the data is accurate, or whether the trade-offs are acceptable. O'Neill argues that a model used in government demands a higher standard because it can restrict liberty and reshape community life. She also highlights the danger of replacing judgment with scores, especially when institutional incentives favor efficiency over fairness. The broader lesson is that the legitimacy of public systems depends on due process, explainability, and ongoing auditing for disparate impact. Fourthly, politics, marketing, and threats to democracy. O'Neill connects algorithmic targeting to democratic vulnerability by describing how data-rich platforms can segment populations and tailor messages that exploit fears, biases, and social divisions. When political communication becomes personalized and opaque, citizens may receive entirely different narratives with little shared public forum for debate. The same techniques used to optimize advertising can be repurposed to influence turnout, discourage participation, or amplify polarizing content because it performs well on engagement metrics. The concern is not only misinformation, but the incentive structure of optimization itself. Models tuned to maximize clicks, donations, or time spent can privilege emotional intensity over truth-seeking. O'Neill's argument underscores that democracy relies on transparency, accountability, and common reference points. Yet algorithmic persuasion often operates without meaningful disclosure of targeting criteria or testing for societal harm. She also warns about the broader cultural effect of treating people as clusters of attributes to be nudged rather than citizens to be informed. The topic broadens the book beyond technical domains into civic life, showing how model-driven persuasion can weaken trust, increase fragmentation, and reduce the quality of collective decision-making. Lastly, accountability, auditing, and ethical model design. While the book is sharply critical, it also points toward practical remedies grounded in accountability. O'Neill emphasizes that models should be tested against reality, monitored over time, and adjusted when they cause harm, much like safety practices in engineering. One proposed approach is independent auditing for bias and disparate impact, especially for systems that determine access to jobs, loans, housing, or public services. Another is improving transparency, not necessarily by exposing proprietary code, but by requiring clear explanations of what the model optimizes, what data it uses, how performance is measured, and what recourse individuals have when harmed. She also highlights the importance of aligning incentives so that institutions bear consequences for bad models instead of externalizing costs onto communities. Ethical design includes careful feature selection, avoiding proxies for protected characteristics, and validating results across different groups and contexts. Importantly, O'Neill frames these steps as part of a broader governance challenge. Data science must be subject to the same oversight, regulation, and democratic scrutiny as other powerful technologies. The reader is left with a toolkit of questions to ask and standards to demand when algorithms shape real lives. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand how algorithms shape everyday life, including professionals in data, policy, education, finance, journalism, and anyone concerned about fairness in automated decision-making. It is also valuable for managers and civic leaders who deploy analytics and need a clear framework for assessing risk, bias, and accountability. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. O'Neill gives readers a way to recognize when a model is likely to cause harm, how feedback loops form, and what questions to ask about transparency, auditing, and recourse. That awareness can help people advocate for themselves in model-mediated environments and push institutions toward better governance. Compared with many big data books that celebrate innovation or focus mainly on technical methods, this one centers social impact and power. It stands out for translating complex ideas into concrete, high-stakes contexts and for insisting that fairness is not an optional feature, but a design requirement. If you want a compelling case for responsible analytics and a guide to seeing hidden consequences, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Cathy O'Neill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.